The Christmas season is time for reflection and resolve for many people. Regular commentator Janice Adams tells how the end of the year can also be a time to put things back in perspective.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Time to clean out last year's resolutions and make way for the new. This year, the job is all the more daunting, coming as it does, after having resolved to find the source of a long, mysterious leak. A fleet of plumbers, insurance adjusters, and tilers aside, what really counts is putting one's proverbial house in order after the inevitable cover-up that is the painters. Puttering around the house, I am nothing if not dramatic, truth be told, traumatic. I pick up the pieces of my life, recategorize, realphabetize, and reshelve the tumble heap of books overwhelming two rooms. I sift the traces of my youth, discard clothes I've outgrown in more sizes than one before returning my vastly depleted inventory to the closet. I brace myself for the life of facing issues at hand. With my family's deepest store-bought convictions in one hand and a glad bag in the other, I put the stuff of life in perspective with a twist tie. Vowing to get to the bottom of things, confronting my demons and worse, my inner pack rat, I descend the basement stairs. Nearing dim corners, I face the grit and metaphors that make of our humanity, each in our own time, an outsider. In pursuit of lesser truths, I flee outside. There I savor the wind in the trees, the thick wooded trail, the way I have come to see the daylight. I take the hypocritic oath, grateful my children are not around to hear. In parenting, as in writing, there are too many questions and too few answers, the seduction of hyperbole and the wisdom to ignore the difference. What you say will be remembered some day. The question is who, what, when, where, how, and for heaven's sakes, why? Walking the lawn with its lattice of now barren branches, I pause to remember stories my grandmother told me, crooned in Caribbean tones. The baby pig said to the mama pig, "Why you snout so long?" The mama pig said to the baby pig, "Wait, you'll see." Having waited, seen, and smelled the scent of adult responsibility, the stacks of bills before me, reams of blank pages, and nary a profitable thought in sight, I seek strength in the fact that I do not eat pork. It is a logic I find refreshing, solid as quicksand. As profound as it is certain, each of us must one day open the basement door and come to terms with the past and the obscurity of vision that would entrust treasured moments to corrugated boxes and lemon-scented plastic bags. Last year's revelations must make way for the new, or, like so many boxes shoved under the stairs, crumble under the weight of a mountain of evidence to the contrary. For everything in life there is a season, a time to clean up one's act, buy new file folders, sharpen pencils, hit the dump, and head to Staples in search of new stories to tell. For I am a writer, and my mind wanders at the most auspicious occasions.
Janice Adams is the author of Sister Days and publisher of the Backpacks Trailblazers Club for Children.